internet abuse. Children under 18 must have parents' permission. You may hang up now without being charged. Option one, Nature Boy Ric Flair comes to the hotline today with an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. Ric Flair will talk about, will the horseman be reformed? What are his aspirations in terms of championship belts? All of that and much more when Ric Flair comes to Option One today. If you are calling from a touch-tone telephone...
It's Flair for the goal with the outspoken, flamboyant, nine-time world heavyweight champion, Nature Boy Ric Flair. And today, in an exclusive 900 interview with Rick, here is, from the late-breaking news, Dennis Brent.
Thank you, Lance Russell. This is Dennis Brent on late-breaking news on the Wrestling Hotline. Today, we've got a new segment starting, Flair for the Gold 900, with the one and only Nature Boy, Ric Flair. I'm going to have a short conversation with Rick today where he'll answer some of the questions a lot of you fans have. And then starting next week, I believe, Rick will have this segment on his own where he'll address all the weekly situations. And now to Ric Flair. How you doing, Rick?
Doing great, Dennis.
Man,
how are you?
Great. It's really great to have you here.
Well, it's great to be back in WCW.
Thank you. I've got a lot of fans, a lot of phone calls and letters from the fans about why you're here in WCW, and maybe we'll answer some of that and some other questions.
That's fine with me. Just shoot. Ask me anything you want to.
All right. Well, why are you here exactly?
Well, I'm back, number one, to take care of some unfinished business. You know, I never did lose that NWA World Championship, and now that Barry Windham has got it, it just hangs in front of me. The match looms in front of me and the fans, and when the time is right, Ric Flair will take that step forward. He'll walk that long, immortal aisle, and Dennis Brent, you'll see Ric Flair in the championship picture again.
Well, that's great.
Whether it'll be against Barry Windham or Big Van Vader for the WCW World title, I don't know, but right now, Dennis, I've got the opportunity to sit back, relax, and I'm going to introduce a new segment to WCW, a portion of a show which will be called A Flair for the Gold, and people will see it both on WCW and in the syndicated version of WCW, which is the Worldwide Wrestling. So I'm really, really looking forward to being part of the Turner Broadcasting Company again.
Well, that's great. You've really been a part of this scene for many, many years. So another question. This is very curious. What's the deal with this security man?
Well, Dennis, I'm really not at liberty to discuss that with you. The security measures are things I'm taking because of reasons which I'm really not able to discuss. Just take it from Ric Flair. I know what I'm doing. And besides, I've always liked traveling with a big entourage, Dennis. I've always liked having girls around me, security around me, people around me, period. And this is such a great return to WCW. I'm just going to make sure it's the biggest ever.
Well, it's been pretty big so far. One thing that I see the security men have been doing for you is keeping Missy Hyatt away from you. What do you think that Missy...
Well, Missy just can't get over the Nature Boy. You know, she's like every other woman that walks the face of the earth. One time around with the Nature Boy, and you just got to have more. And Missy keeps making that run at me. You know, I tell her we're going to get together and have a good time and party again, but right now I got to take care of business. So,
yeah.
They're just keeping Missy away for good reason.
Well, okay, good. Another thing is that both you and Arn Anderson, former member of the Four Horsemen, have both been given little signs that maybe this group would reunite.
It's no secret to any of the wrestling fans that Arn Anderson is my best friend. He not only is my best friend, he's probably one of the greatest wrestlers to ever put on a pair of tights in the sport of professional wrestling. He's been one of the mainstays of WCW's entire career. He's held one half of the World Tag Team Championship. He's been the U.S. Heavyweight Champion. He's been the NWA Television Champion. I mean, the guy is just one of the real greats in our sport. And we've been very close friends for almost 10 years. So I was really excited about getting back and having the opportunity to be around Arn again, not only professionally, but friendship-wise. And now we're together. And, of course, all the fans across the country are wanting to know if the Four Horsemen are going to get back together. And that's a secret, Dennis, that I'm going to have to keep to myself right now. But don't be surprised. You don't see those four fingers going up every arena around the country. They're calling for it. They have never forgotten of the legacy and, of course, what we accomplish in this sport. The Four Horsemen were probably the greatest group of wrestlers ever assembled together ever.
Boy, they really rode the ring, that's for sure. Any idea who the other two members might be?
Dennis, I have a good idea if we get back together who the other two members will be, but I'm really not at liberty right now to discuss that. The fans will have to stay tuned each week because each week the plot is going to get thicker And each week we're going to give him a little bit more. And, you know, actually, to be quite honest with you, we're a little bit undecided right now, Arn and I, as to which direction we're going to go. But when we make that final decision, of course, the fans and everybody in professional wrestling will know.
Wow. Yeah, you know, Barry Windham used to be a member, but now it doesn't, you know, he's kind of like on the opposite side from me.
Well, not really, because I have a lot of respect for Barry Windham. He's not on the opposite side of me. Barry Windham and I can shake hands right now, and we can talk about the sport of professional wrestling. We can talk about all that's going on in WCW. Barry Windham knows that I wore that championship 7 times, and he knows how much I think of it, and he knows that I hold that that title with the most prestige of any belt in the history of our sport. Right now, Barry Windham's a man, but you know what they say, Dennis? To be the man, baby, you got to beat the man.
That's
when the time is right, if Barry Windham is still the NWA champion, he'll have to beat the man to worth.
Well, y'all have had some great matches.
Well, thank you.
Now, I've got some big news for you. Last night, in front of a sold-out crowd in London, Wembley Stadium, Sting did defeat Big Van Vader for the WCW World Heavyweight title.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. You know, I've always known that Sting was one of the great wrestlers in WCW. He actually beat Ric Flair. That made him a legend himself. So when I won the title back from Sting, I knew that he'd be right back in the hunt, and I'm surprised, to be quite honest with you, he hasn't gotten it back sooner. He's a great athlete, a great champion, but he knows the same thing that Barry Windham knows, and that's to be the man, baby. You got to beat the man. So, Sting, if you can hear me now, remember, Ric Flair is just sitting on go. Just sitting on go and ready to go.
Wow. So he's a marked man in many different directions.
Man.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you this morning. Do you have anything else that you'd like to tell the fans
about?
I
just want to tell the fans that they all know the legacy of Ric Flair. They know where I've been and where I'm going, and they know that WCW, in my eyes, is the greatest wrestling promotion on the face of this earth. The company has taken great strides. They put together the greatest crew of professional wrestlers. We're all making tons of money, and that means we're going to give the best we can give to the fans each and every night. And ladies and gentlemen, put it in the bank. Ric Flair, the greatest professional wrestler of all time, will be back in the championship circle when he's ready. Woo!
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Flair. That's all my time for today, but make sure and call next Saturday for more Flair for the Gold 900. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling the hotline today. Say, if you would like to return to the main menu and try another fun option, press the pound key now.
Hello, wrestling fans. This is Dennis Brent with Late Breaking News. Got a special interview for you today on Option 2. I was at Center Stage last Monday night and got a very, very interesting interview with Cactus Jack. So we'll go to that interview right now. It runs about 4.5 minutes. First time we've had a chance to ask you some questions since some of your recent developments. And about a month ago, I was talking on the hotline about how nobody wanted to travel with you anymore because, you know, they didn't know to trust you or not. Now you are tag teaming with Sting on occasion. And, you know, we saw you wrestle against Big Van Vader Sunday on Main Event. You know, why don't you talk about some of these changes that have been happening to you? It seems like it's been pretty fast, too.
So what you really want to know when it gets right down to it, Dennis, is does Cactus Jack have any traveling buddies? I'll tell you what, I haven't had a real traveling friend since Abdullah the Butcher left. Before that, since Dirty Dutch Mantel parted ways for Tennessee. So I don't really care whether or not somebody likes to ride with me, but when it comes right down to it, there are people here where desperate men call for desperate situations, you understand? So when Sting becomes a desperate man, he needs a desperate answer. And that answers Cactus Jack, a true man of desperation. So you see Cactus Jack and Sting tag teaming. Don't get the wrong idea. We're not sitting in the same sandbox digging castles in the sand. It's merely a business opportunity fighting a common foe.
Well, it seems a little bit more than that because you are responding now to the fans, and they're definitely responding to you. So what do you think about that?
I'm not trying to say I don't enjoy fans' cheers, Dennis. If you look past, I've always enjoyed whatever cheers there were. There was always a small legion of Cactus Jack fans there, a lot larger than people would have you believe out there. I always believe that if you take that percentage of Cactus Jack fans, sure, they're out there, but they're not able to come to the matches. They're in towns where maybe WCW didn't come. Maybe they didn't have the money to come. Why didn't they have some kind of free Cactus Jack lookalike contest back then? So, Sting, don't underplay my motives for wrestling with Sting, because I guarantee you they're honorable. All I'm saying is that those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it.
Well, you always have something prophetic to say. kind of like Dutch here. What's Dutch doing here? You said he was one of your traveling buddies. Why don't you say hello, Dutch?
Well, what is this for? I just walked in the room.
I'll answer that. I don't think Dutch is at liberty right now to see what he's doing in the WCW dressing room. Is he offering some counseling to me? Maybe, maybe not. Time will tell. There's always been a need for some type of guidance in my life since my spiritual partner, Abdullah the Butcher, left for different countries. Maybe there's been a little bit of a void that somebody like Sting can't quite fill. So if Cactus Jack's out there and he needs some spiritual guidance, maybe that's what Dirty Dutch is doing. Maybe it's not.
Well, you took a lot of punishment at Super Brawl. I mean, some severe punishment. And then, like I said, you wrestled Big Van Vader this past Sunday. And you've got some other big matches like that lined up. You think you're ready to handle all that?
Well, I'm going to reflect a little bit on the past few weeks. Yeah, it's been more of a beating than maybe even my body could take. And even though my body's telling me to slow down, my head's telling me that now is the time to capitalize on what I've already done. Do you understand? I got Paul Orndorff on the run, scored the biggest victory in taking the worst beating of my life. Big Van Vader, a moral victory. You see, you understand something, Dennis. He talks about no fear, no pain. But in the course of 750 pounds of humanity tumbling around, giving it all they got, I heard something. I heard Big Van Vader's heartbeat quickly. And it told me there was fear inside that huge body. It told me that there was a chance. And for the first time in my life, Cactus Jack became the little engine that could. And I thought, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And then on reviewing the tapes, Dennis Brent, I knew I could. So for Big Van Vader to say no fear, no pain, he's lying on both ends. I know he felt pain, and I felt the fear in his heart.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. How about one of your little trademarks here before you go?
I don't do requests, Brent. Bang, bang!
Ah, that was great. Any last things you want to say?
It matters not how narrow the gate or how charged with punishment the scroll. I'm the captain of my fate and the master of my soul. Bang, bang!
The wise and prophetic Cactus Jack. Thank you.